This is 730 Tea with Ree.
So I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally stranded in a flooding canal.
He's like, oh, I hope you don't mind. I invited my friends.
When he pulls up to pick me up, he's in a weird-looking van.
Ree is spilling all the tea. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 730 Tea with Ree. How are you guys all doing this week? I know I'm doing pretty well, for the most part. I have been going out more and stuff like that, but I also did manage to stay in, because I remember in the last episode I was telling you guys how I was going out, like, so much that I was starting to get a little tired. So I still went out, but I did stay in a little bit more. I had days where I stayed at home for a little, and I felt good. I felt like I got a nice little reset. I even got to nap today. John and I had actually went to his sister's birthday party today, and it was like a brunch, so we got a whole bunch of mimosas, and so we were so tired after that we literally napped for I think like 3 hours straight. And I am not a napper. Like, if you know me personally, I'm not a napper at all. For some reason it takes me forever to nap. Like, I wish I could just do it. Like, some people do it so easy, I just can't. But every time I'm with him, I feel like I nap better. You know, like, sometimes when you're just with your significant other, I feel like when you're so comfortable and like you feel all cozy, it's easier to just take a nap. And I slept so good. Like, so good that I dreamt. Like, it was crazy. But I had a pretty good weekend. I feel like I had a lot of fun doing, like, the most simple things, too. I went to the farmer's market with one of my best friends, Tyler. And we went to this, it was, like, in Sayville area. If you're from Long Island and you know that town, like, I love that town. And they had a whole bunch of different little shops. It was so cute. I got flowers. I got, this like really cool cheese. Sounds funny, but like they're like these little mozzarella balls and this like Mediterranean little market thing that was there, like their little stand that they had up. And then I got like this fresh pressed juice that was really good. Oh my God, they had so many cool things. It was just such a cute little setting. And I've always wanted to go to like a little farmer's market. Like, I've been to some, like, a little, but not like a lot. Like, I don't go often, so I was like, oh my God, farmer's market in the summer. Like, it just felt so cute and Pinterest vibe. So I was like, oh my God, yes. So I was excited. But I had so much fun. I feel like I mostly had a relaxing weekend. Like, I cannot complain about anything. I'm just so excited for the summertime, though. Like, summer's slowly here. Now it's June, so I am hyped for the summer. John and I are supposed to go on a trip to Florida. We're going to Hollywood, Florida, so I'm excited for that. And I gotta get some more cute clothes because I'm running low on them. Which is so funny because it's like, I feel like my closet is super duper full and I always have to empty it out. But then I really look at my clothes and I'm like, these are not cute. I need like more clothes. So it's, I don't know. It's an epidemic. I have no idea. Point is, I need new clothes. But anyways, we're gonna get into today's episode. I have three stories. One of them is mine, and two of them are written in from my followers. So we're gonna be getting into those. But before we do, in case you're new here, I'm very happy that you're here. And I just want to fill you in on what this podcast is about in case you're confused. So this podcast is all about spilling tea and sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. So if you have any tea to spill, DM me on Instagram at 730tea with Ree. And you spell that 730TEAWITHRIE. Or you can DM me on my main Instagram account at Rihanna Flores. And you spell that RIEANNAFLORES. And if you wish to be anonymous, please let me know. Your story should be up to 500 words or less. And if you want to send an audio voice message in instead of typing out your story, just please keep it up to 5 minutes max. Thank you. Now we're going to get into our first story of the day. So this one is called he told his girlfriend that he'd married me instead. This was, oh my lord. Even just the title of this, like, even, look, I know I came up with the title, but still, like, this is a crazy fucking story. And it's a simple one. It was, like, a short one. Someone, like, typed it out under one of my TikTok videos. And I was, like, reading it. I was like, what the fuck? So, it says, my ex-boyfriend and his friend told his partner at the time that he thought he and I would get married someday while he was literally in bed with that partner. We were friends who I thought were completely platonic because he said he thought of me as a sibling and a friend. I was also talking to my boyfriend of now 1.5 years at that time ago. We are no longer friends for that and many other reasons, not limited to him cheating on his current partner and desperately trying to seem oppressed for clout. White cis man who grew up with money. Okay. All right. That's like super fucking weird that he said that he would marry you to the person that he's... It's also crazy to me that they're still together. Like, why would she still be with him if he said that about you? I don't know. That's so... ew. Ew. This is absolutely... ugh. Icky. Also, because... okay, I feel like maybe I need more context here because... you said that he cheated on her. Like, do you mean cheating as in, like, are you referring to, like, him saying that about you? Or did he actually cheat? And definitely not with you, because, you know, you're with your person. But I want to know, like, did he cheat on her with someone else? Because you said that he cheated. So I want a little bit more context. I'm definitely going to be reaching out to you and asking because I'm so curious to know on this. But it is just so fucked up that... he literally said that about you to her. Like, you just don't do that. And you also, like, if he was feeling that way, then he shouldn't have started dating her. Maybe he should have, like, admitted his feelings way back when he could have, when you guys were both single or something like that. That's just so weird and shady behavior. Ugh, hate that. I remember one time something similar actually happened to me where I was just like, what the fuck? And it was like my freshman year of college. I was with someone at the time and we were together for a while. This is the story that's actually like pending where I need to tell you guys my crazy cheating story. It'll be soon, I promise, because I actually have been thinking about that story a lot. Well, you know, not where it's affecting me, but like to tell you guys, I mean, you know. But anyways, yeah, something similar like that happened to me where when I was with him, I remember he was like, yeah, I would still, like, do stuff with my ex, like, if I was single. I was like, what? Are you joking? What the fuck? It caught me so off guard, like, it threw me for such a loop. I was like, what the fuck? And it hurt my feelings so bad, and I had stayed with him, and I was an idiot for it, but I just, fucking men, bro, like, they're the fucking worst. Except for John, though. I love my John. I love my current partner. I love him so much. But, yeah. And he would never do that, my John. Oh, my God. But, jeez. I just hate men. Like, when I hear, like, stories like this, it actually angers me. The fact that he felt so comfortable to say that to his partner. It's just so wrong. I just hope that she breaks up with him and recognizes her worth, and I hope that he maybe stops being an asshole like that, because it's fucking wrong. But anyways, thanks for sending that in. Definitely, it's good that you guys stopped being friends. Definitely a good thing. And I also want to know the other reasons why you guys stopped being friends, because you said there were many other reasons. So, girl, do not be shy. I want to know. Anyways, we're gonna get into the next story of the day. So this one is my story. This one, you guys are gonna be like, what the fuck did you even put up with? Okay, so this one is called, he got me fake dollar store flowers and left the tags on them. Now, to be honest with you guys, I can't remember if I told you guys the story or not, but even if I did, it was probably like for a quick few seconds. So I'm gonna tell you guys like the full story. So I remember back in 2020, I was dating this guy, and we're going to give him a different name. We're going to call him Dave, okay? So I was dating Dave at the time. And we were together for like maybe a year and a half, and we'll say about like maybe 7-8 months in or whatever, we were celebrating Valentine's Day. And we actually had celebrated Valentine's Day maybe like a few weeks after, because one of his relatives actually passed away literally on Valentine's Day, which, you know, rest in peace to her. And I felt so bad. So like we celebrated doing that or whatever, like 2 weeks later. And he was like definitely thrown off his game. So he was feeling kind of upset, which I was like being super understanding about, you know, like I never really had too many relatives pass away in my life. So I was trying to be as understanding as I could, and also not trying to be too invasive, like when it came to asking how he was feeling and stuff like that, because sometimes people like being checked up on, and then some people really don't like you asking questions because it's just gonna make them think about it too much or not want to talk about it at all. So I was just being like really careful at the time, but I was like very much so there for him. You know, I got him things if he needed it. Like I was the type of girlfriend when I was with him, like I did so many sweet things for him. Like I used to, because I remember he like played basketball and stuff like that, and I used to sometimes show up at his games, like not like there, because I don't know, for some reason I like couldn't go inside the way it was set up. It was so weird, but because I couldn't like go directly inside or whatever, I used to make these really big posters and like draw them and everything, like draw it out, make it really pretty, and I would leave it on his car. Like I did stuff like that, or like I would get him little sweet treats that he liked. Like I was always thoughtful, and I always did sweet things for him. He didn't do as much for me in that regard, which was kind of like trying to understand his love language better. Like I was trying to understand like why he wasn't like that. I just was trying to be like, oh, okay, like maybe he's just like not like that, you know? But the thing is, it's like he understood that it was my love language to do sweet things, and he knew that I would have liked that stuff, and he was doing all of that in the beginning, where like he would get me flowers. Like he got me flowers like once, and you know, I liked it, and he just never did it ever again. And then he got me candy like once in the beginning, and like the only other time he got it was for Valentine's Day. But just the way he did this, let me get to the story already. I just wanted to give you guys some background context so that you guys like had a little bit of a better understanding before fully judging. But anyways, so this Valentine's Day that we celebrated 2 weeks later because of the passing, I was trying to be like very understanding of whatever type of Valentine's Day we would do, but I also thought that he would put in at least some effort, you know? So what he did is he told me that he was gonna decorate my car. Like he literally told me his own surprise, which I kind of don't really like. Like I like to be surprised because I'm someone who it's super hard for me to be surprised already. So I was kind of mad that he told me that he was gonna surprise me, because then it's like not a surprise. But I was also just like, oh, whatever, like it's okay, like just do it anyways, you know? But I was also really trying not to be mean either, and I also did not want to sound ungrateful either, because like I said, he just had a passing, so I felt bad, but I was also like, you know how I am, type of thing. I'm sorry, I hope I'm really not sounding mean, but like, I just, you know, when it comes to like Valentine's Day or birthdays or things like that, I just feel like those are like significant days with your significant other. So I was expecting that maybe he would have known me a little bit better, right? And so when he had decorated my car, he got these candies and he was like, oh yeah, these are your favorite. They were not my favorite at all. They were completely different candies. I love Three Musketeers and Lindor's Truffles. He got me Sweet Tarts and like random like Skittles and random Jolly Ranchers and threw it all over my car. And then to top it off, he got me flowers, right? But he got me fake flowers, like literally got me fake flowers from the dollar store. You know how if you go to the dollar store, you can get those fake flowers for like one each for a dollar. So he got a bunch of those and put them together, all different random colors, different sizes and shapes and everything. And he left the tags on them. And like I said, at this point, I was feeling bad because I was really trying to understand like how he was feeling, because like I said, he had a passing. So I was feeling bad. I was feeling like, oh my God, like I hope that I'm not being unreasonable and ungrateful right now, like in my mind, because in my mind, I'm feeling like, what the fuck? Like, he really put like way low effort. Like, he literally just got me fake flowers from the dollar store, left the tags in them, and threw candy on my car that wasn't even my favorite candy. Like, he knew nothing about me. Like, it was literally awful. But I had felt so bad that he had gone through that passing, so I was like excusing the behavior, you know? And then to top it off, he was like, oh, and I have a surprise for you too. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, like, I'm gonna give him a chance. Like, you know, maybe he's gonna like do a nice surprise for me. Cause he was like really hyping up the surprise of like somewhere he was taking me. He was like, it's gonna be like your favorite thing. It's like your favorite food. And so I was like, okay, okay. And so like, we're driving, right? And he's driving me like kind of far. And I'm like, okay, like, it must be like a really nice place or something, right? And so he takes me into this small, tiny, tiny little complex, like teeny tiny. And there's this small place and it literally says pizzeria. And like, it's just like quick little pizza. Like, it's a tiny, tiny shop. And so he's like, I'll be right back. And so he doesn't even get a pie, by the way. He does not even get a pie. He gets one slice for himself and one slice for me, like the cheapest thing ever. Like, this whole date had to have cost maybe $10 or less, probably $5. Like, it was the cheapest thing. And I was really trying so hard not to be upset over it or not to cry over it, because I felt like an asshole in my mind, because I was like, well, he just dealt with his like passing and this, that. Like, I was making so many excuses. And it's like, look, like, people go through it, like, you deal with the passing and all that stuff, but there's people that like definitely would do a Valentine's date completely different after going through a passing. Like, what he did was he just like did not give a fuck at all, and that's how I felt. And like, I really hope I'm not sounding like ungrateful, but I had just felt so underappreciated after like all of the sweet things that I had done for him. I did this really sweet thing. I remember, because his brother had Down syndrome, and I remember around that time, it was 2020. So one time, like, they had all gotten COVID or whatever. And so it was Halloween time when he got COVID and he couldn't go trick or treating. So I felt bad. So, you know, I decided to buy a whole bunch of candy, and I literally left it like by their mailbox so that his little brother could have candy. So it's like, I did sweet things like that. And then that's the type of date and treatment that I got for Valentine's Day. I also, like, at least he gave me a card, but even in the card, it didn't even say like, love this. Like, it was literally to and from. Like, it was the most low effort kind of treatment that I had ever gotten. And I was not used to it, because even the person before him who dated me, who had cheated on me, even the one before him had went all out for Valentine's Day for me, like got me teddy bears, got me like the candy that I actually liked, got me all of these balloons and like actual flowers. So it was just really crazy. Like, I had never had anybody just get me fake flowers, leave the tags in them, get me all of the candy that I did not like. Cheap candy, might I add. Like, it looked like like real old candy, like from the 90s type shit. Like, it was weird. But yeah, that's my story, you guys. Anyways, the biggest takeaway is what some guy won't do, another guy will. And that is living proof with who I'm dating now. I love my John. John would never ever do that to me. He always gives me the best treatment. Like, literally always opens the car doors for me, always pays for everything. He's always patient with me. He's always sweet to me. He's just like the sweetest person I've ever met. And the best part about him is he just knows me inside and out, and he makes sure that he knows me inside and out. We've literally only been together for only about like 4 months now, and like, I have no complaints about him at all. We've never argued. And I honestly still, like, I just don't know what we would even argue about. I literally can't think of what we would, like, probably the most I could think of is maybe we'd be like, no, you're cuter, no, you're cuter. Like, literally, I don't know what we would argue about. And we've joked about that before, too, where we've been like, what would we even argue about? But, yeah, point is, what one man won't do, another man will. And I stick by that. Anyways, we're going to get into the last and final story of the day. So this one was a written-in story. And this one is called, He Was Cheating on Her with a 16-year-old. So this one was also sent in from TikTok. And it says, back in 2023, I had just moved back to Florida to move in with my best friend. I met this guy named Eli, and we clicked really well, and he moved in with us after only being with him for a month or maybe two. Well, fast forward into about 4 months of living together, we started having serious problems, and we broke up but still lived together due to the circumstances. Well, things are fine, and we start thinking about getting back together. I felt something in my soul telling me to go through his phone, so I went to the recently deleted iMessages and found out he was cheating on me with a minor. He was 21 and she was 16. I took his phone and my keys, ran to my car, and he got into it before I could lock it. We start screaming and yelling at each other. I get out of the car. He follows me. I find a video of them having sex, and he looks me in the eyes and denied it. He brought her to my house, was having his manager, who was 30 plus, helping him cheat on me since he didn't have a car. And when we kicked him out, he destroyed everything. 2 weeks pass, and he forgot his $500 drill set that I got him for Christmas and tried to break into the house. He refused to give us the key back and tried the front door and the window. I have now since moved far, far away from him. And now he's 22, dating a 17-year-old. And that's not even the best part. Recently discovered a few months ago that he got arrested for a hit and run, child endangerment, and a DUI. Oh my god. Ooh, okay, so this was my actual reaction to that, because like, I skimmed through that the other day, so I did not read that in full, but like, that is, what the fuck? Okay, let's start off with you guys moving in together after 2 months, girl. 2 months, girl. Girl. Okay, like, this is definitely not unheard of. Like, this happens sometimes. Like, sometimes people really do click that well, and they do move in together after like a month or two, and sometimes it ends up working out really well. But honestly, I don't recommend that. I don't recommend it. And I mean, like, look, like, it depends, but for the most part, I really don't. I feel like you should be together with someone for at least 6 months to a year, and then maybe, like, if you want to move in with them, like, kind of soon, maybe around that point, like, 6 months to a year, because at that time frame, like, I feel like 6 months is usually around, like, the you starting to really know them inside and out. And then when you're at the year point, you're like, it's almost make or break it. Like, once you're at like a year or two, and like, some people might think maybe 6 months to a year is still fresh and new. And it, like, yeah, it kind of is. But I feel like around those points, it you usually start really, really getting to know someone, like, who they really are. Like, you start seeing all sides of them. And I don't know, maybe some of you might be listening to this like, girl, I don't think so. But like, I really believe so. I really, really do. But point is, after 2 months, I don't think you guys should have moved in that fast. But hey, I mean, at least you trusted your intuition and found out that he was cheating on you. Like, thank God. Like, woman's intuition is so real. The fact that you just felt it, like you felt like you really had to go through his phone. I'm so glad you did that. But also, that's so fucking crazy that he was cheating on her, on you with like a 16-year-old. And had a video of it. That's so fucking disgusting. Also, how does a 16-year-old even know how to have sex? Which, like, you guys are probably like, girl, I had sex at 16. But, like, I mean, I didn't have sex till, like, 18. And, like, yeah, that's only a 2 years, like, difference. But I don't know. 16 is so young. And I'm not trying to judge anyone who has at that age. But damn, I mean, for her to have sex with a 21-year-old, that girl who was 16, I hope she's okay. Like, I hope she recognized that that was, like, not right. Like, he definitely groomed her. Like, that is just not right. I just hope she's okay. And I wonder if she reported it, like, because the fact that he got arrested for the hit and run and child endangerment, like, maybe she did report that. I mean, I don't know. It's just fucking crazy to begin with. It's also even more crazy that his manager, who was 30 and up, was helping him cheat on you. Like, a 30-year-old is literally helping him cheat with a 16-year-old. I mean, I wonder if they knew the girl's age or not, but, like, that's still, like, morally wrong anyways to, like, help him cheat. Like, what the fuck? Ugh. Ew. Like, my disappointment in humanity fucking grows. It's just ugh. Ugh. Absolutely awful. I'm, like, rereading through with this to, like, make sure I covered every point. But I also can't believe he fucking, like, destroyed everything in the house and then had the audacity to come back to get his $500 drill set. Like, that's so crazy to me. If anything, he should have just let you keep it because it was $500. And for him to destroy everything and you spent that money on the drill set, you should have sold it and, like, paid for everything that he destroyed. Or, like, honestly, no, he should have paid for everything he fucking destroyed. That's just fucking wrong. Ugh. The fucking audacity is crazy. And trying to break into the house is, like, very scary. Like, oh my god, I'm so sorry you went through that. That was probably so traumatizing and everything. I'm so glad that you were able to move far, far away and, you know, kind of heal from that. I'm sure you're probably still healing in some ways. So definitely thank you a lot for sharing the story because it was probably not easy to share too. So thank you so much for sharing the story. And also, thank God that he got arrested already. So it's like, then you really don't have to worry about him after moving far away like that too. So good thing that he basically got what he deserved. He got arrested for the hit and run is kind of really sad. I hope whoever he like hit and then ran, like I hope that they lived, you know, but it's a good thing he also got arrested for like the child endangerment and a DUI. So it's like now he has a record. So I hope that he's gonna be locked up for a very long time because he seems really fucking dangerous and sus. So it's a good thing you got away when you did. So I am happy for you and I'm also proud of you for, you know, surviving and healing. So cheers to that. Anyways, thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you everyone for sharing your stories. And I hope you guys all enjoyed all of today's stories. So we're going to be closing out today's episode with our sound healing session. So sit back, lie down, relax, shut your eyes, take a deep breath in from your nose and out from your mouth. And I'm going to play. Thank you. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining today's episode. It always means the absolute most to me. And if you are new here and you made it here this far, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you have not followed me on any of my socials, absolutely go do that right now. Check like all of the descriptions should have all of my socials linked at the bottom. So go check all of that out and give me a follow. Comment on all of the stories. Tell me how your week's going. So yeah. Anyways, thank you guys all so much. I hope you guys all have the bestest week ever. And I love you guys so much. Goodbye.